Practically speaking, how do we balance or harmonize Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men, and Matthew 6:3, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing?
Yes, that is a classic passage, and what I point out to people is, you're looking at don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. When you give, give secretly. Don't do it. And then people say, therefore, it is wrong to ever say you give. Like every once in a while, I will use as an illustration our family's choice to give away all the royalties from my books. And the books have sold over 12 million copies now. We still give away all those royalties. But look, when you're doing that, you're bragging. You are drawing attention to yourself, and your motive is to get reward. And let me tell you, if that is my motive, I will get no reward. And I want the reward. So that really is not my motive. Here's the thing, and I think this is relates to the question. In every area of life, we call upon people to share their stories. And in order to share stories about the grace of God in giving, you have to share, be able to share with people. Here's what I've learned about giving. When your pastor gets up and preaches on prayer, do you want him to avoid saying anything about his prayer life? Because if he says something about his prayer life, that's going to be bragging, right? Or something about his study of the word. No, pastor, don't talk about your study of the word, because then it would be about you. Or don't talk about what you learned in raising your children. And don't talk about any of these things. No, we need prayer warriors in the church, and we need giving warriors in the church. And you know who the prayer warriors are, right? Don't you know who to go to ask for prayer in your church? You do, and I do. Well, why? Have they been going around bragging about that they're praying all the time? I hope not. But the point is, we need giving warriors who are examples for other people. We need in the business world more and more Christians who will just stand up and say, and you can get that at conferences like this, you can get it at generous giving conferences where people tell their stories. And yes, there's balance and there's truth on both sides, but we need to have enough transparency about what we have learned about giving in order to help the next generation and to help our churches and to help young people. And by the way, young people are crying out for models of radical generosity in their churches. They want to see it, and many of them will follow it when they do see it.